Smither and Tura were wakened from their brief nap by the sounds of splashing and shouting coming from the flooded area. The Gaussian maid commented tersely.
Looks like those stinking vermin are back on our tails. Grab the little ones and let's get going, mate.
The babes were quickly roused. They went willingly, their frightened little faces showing starkly in the lantern light. Tura shouldered the awkward leggy hair babes, grunting under the effort.
I wish you two would hurry up and learn to hop along without falling flat in your faces. Anyhow, where have Jiddle and Jinty gone to? They should have been back by now.
As if on cue, a light appeared down the tunnel. It was the young Witherspike hogs carrying their torch. Immediately, they heard the noise of the vermin. Jiddle's spike stood up straight.
Oh no, how long has that been going on?
Tura tapped the footpaw impatiently.
Just long enough to worry us. Now, take one of these hares and let's see how fast you can go.
They went at a brisk pace. Midda caught up with Jinty, who had been saddled with the other hare babe.
Tell me, what did you find down there? Is there a way out for us?
The hogmaid explained.
We went a long way and it was all like this, just tunnel. Then we came to a sort of fork. It turned into two tunnels then.
Diggler, who was seated on Midda's shoulders, expressed annoyance.
More tunnels! More tunnels! It's nothing but lots of tunnels down here!
Midda was anxious to hear more.
Well, go on. What sort of tunnels? Did you explore them?
Jinty shrugged.
Didn't have time. Jill said we should be getting back because you'd be worried.
Midda tugged the mouse babe's tail to stop him from jiggling about.
Jiddle was right, I suppose. But didn't you even take a peek at the two tunnels?
Jiddle caught up with her.
I did, but only a quick glance. One went in a slope uphill. The other one went downhill. It looked pretty steep. That's why I came back. I knew you'd want to try the uphill one. It should probably lead us out into daylight, do you think?
The Gaussian maid speeded up the pace.
It probably will.
Back at the edge of the flooded tunnel, Swilt the Shade had several ravagers holding torches close to the dark waters as he scanned them. He saw nothing for a moment. Then a wide ripple revealed the wavering fin and the dull sheen of the eel. He took a step back. It was truly a big thing. He nodded coolly, as if encountering a monster that size was an ordinary occurrence.
Doesn't look like much to me. What are you all scared of? Here, lug, take a spear and slay it.
Wordlessly, the bulky stoat grabbed a spear from a ferret and a torch from a river rat. He sloshed into the water after a huge yellow eel. It turned and began swimming off. Some of the ravagers shouted encouragement.
Go on, lug, stick it good before it swims away.
Aye, chop its head off, and we'll build a fire and roast it. A fish that size should taste good.